This is Phase Ed Music. The Upper East Side got raided. Yes, was it yesterday? With
the Giuliani thing?
The Giuliani thing.
Yeah.
So this is my favorite video of the week. One woman walked out of the apartment building and saw a microphone and just started doing a press conference.
The neighbor. She was the neighbor.
She's the neighbor. But she is the perfect. If you want to know what it's like to live in the Upper East Side, this is every woman in that. Is it not every woman in every apartment in that building?
Yeah, she is the Upper East. I feel like she's all my mother's friends rolled into one.
I had to look it up and make sure this wasn't your mom. I mean, so Upper East Side. This is so New York.
She's clearly had her face and her lips done. Let's start with that.
This week.
And they all, just so you know, they all dye their hair like this white blonde so that it's still blonde, that you don't see it going gray. This way you can go long in between hair dye. That's the whole idea. The Upper East Side ladies. So here's what they do. They have a couple of tricks that they do. The first one is, and I know this because my mother's friends have said this to me, you wear your clothes a tiny bit bigger so you look smaller in them.
Okay.
Yeah, so they don't wear tight clothes, these women. They wear something that's just a size big, like one size big.
And they can eat more for Thanksgiving.
No, they don't eat anything. It's just they want to look like they've shrunk.
They don't eat anything. I'll have a little bite. Just, the little slice. That's all I'll have. No, I'm full. I had some gum earlier.
I went to an Upper East Side dinner once, and I watched a woman just push food around her plate, and the food never made it to her mouth.
I just saw people. I probably saw FBI jackets, but mm-hmm. I just saw people, you know, and I saw all of you, and I said, what is going on?
And I saw a microphone, and I went up and started talking.
It's my moment.
I live on the 34th floor, you know, right? I don't even know why you're here. Are you here because of Giuliani? I don't know why you're here. There's so many famous people that live in this place.
You know, and I saw all of you. And
there's not much left on my nose. I mean, and I'm always looking like I'm smelling something bad.
I said, what is going on?
So that's every woman in the Upper East Side.
Yeah, I think I sat next to her at Hamilton.
I bet you did. But that is, that's so your city right there when I saw it.
Yeah, she's the treat. Well, I think try and find, there's another video where she talks about, my ex-husband called me and said, look out your window. she was home just, you know, as they say, patchkoing around, you know, doing her own thing and had no idea what was going on, because how could she know?
If you're not FBI looking at your agents all over the place, and I came out here and I just started talking to you. My husband, he died.
No, he's alive. It's the ex-husband. I sent you an email today with links to the videos.
Oh, I didn't even know you sent me this.
I did.
Oh, okay.
So you're getting us in trouble already. People are like, where are you guys?
Well, tell them to go to YouTube. Tell them, screw you, go to YouTube.
Over on YouTube.
Yeah. Twitch is weird. Twitch will, we wanted to try something different tonight and tomorrow night because we have a special guest tomorrow night. So we wanted to try something different.
But we can tell people, we're really excited. Andrew Leeds, famous actor. He's on Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. He plays the brother, David Clark. Mm-hmm. He's also on A Million Little Things. He's from Veep.
I really don't know. They were bringing out a lot of stuff, right?
Look what she's wearing. See what I'm talking about? They always wear something a tiny bit bigger so they look smaller in it. And what I say, look at her. Yeah. Her pants are just a little bit baggy. Her shirt is a little big. That's how they dress on the Upper East Side.
And she's like a size 2 with fake boobs. And my husband, Edgar, he told me to come out here and talk into these mics. Edgar didn't want to come out here, but I came out here.
There in this apartment, I really don't know. They were bringing out a lot of stuff.
But right, there's just a bunch of stuff, and I don't even know what apartment they're in. We're 45.
Right? Probably.
That's how old I am. That's what I tell everybody my age is, right there, 45. That's what Edgar says.
I really don't know. They were bringing out
her ex-husband is somebody kind of famous.
Edgar.
Yeah, right?
No, not yeah, Edgar.
Probably, maybe.
His name has got to be Edgar. That's it. Has to be.
No, you know Pantone. Pantone colors.
No.
I really don't.
It, color like Pantone. It's very famous.
Okay.
No. Okay. Never mind.
But that's her husband.
Yeah.
Her husband's Edgar. It's like Joan Rivers, her ex-husband Edgar. When Edgar died. Yeah. So that's what I. That's how I think that woman talks.
Okay. Yeah, Larry Herbert is the inventor of the Pantone color matching system. And he called her and he said, look out your window.
I got to go downstairs. Do you think she had to get dressed or was she already dressed in that outfit for the morning?
Oh, no, she, are you kidding? No, they get, trust me, they get up in the morning. They do hair, makeup, get dressed. They're all ready for their days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in case there's a camera crew and a bunch of microphones standing there and you have to walk over and just start talking.
So do you think she went to breakfast like that? Like she went to go get a bagel and she dressed like that and went to get Edgar a bagel.
You know, that's her outfit for the day. They're not us. They don't wear like, they don't go out in sweatpants and a t-shirt or jeans. Like they don't dress casually. That's how she dresses every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's her everyday clothing. Trust me.
Do you think that she rode down in the elevator sometimes with Rudy Giuliani?
Yeah, had to.
And she tells everybody, Rudy Giuliani lives in my apartment building.
I'm sure she does. But you know what? There's probably way more famous people in that building. They tend to cluster in the same neighborhoods, in the same buildings, I've noticed.
Like,
my parents moved into a building years ago, and they discovered that one of their neighbors was Gene Hackman.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, Gene Hackman is our neighbor. And then over the course of the time they lived there, they started discovering other celebrities that lived in the building. Because when there's one celebrity, there's others. I think like Sigourney Weaver had an apartment there and Bernadette Peters. Like next thing they knew, it was like all these famous people were in their building.
So you think Giuliani knows this woman's name and her husband, Edgar?
Oh, no. No. Giuliani probably does not know her name.
He's seen her before, but he doesn't know her name.
Yeah, he's seen her. He's seen her in the lobby. Mm-hmm. You know, BSing with the doorman. Where's my package?
You think she has a dog?
She has a little white. I'm sure she's a little white Maltese.
That she never walks. And I get Edgar to walk the dog. Or I get the door guy. He comes up, he walks the dog.
Yep. That's exactly how it goes. The doorman walked the dogs.
She's never walked the dog.